This is the third installment of the three-part series on creating a limited series podcast funnel. You know, one of those short, bingeable podcast series that acts as a lead magnet and gets you clients as well. Have you thought about creating one now after listening to the last two episodes? Well, if you have, you are going to love, absolutely love this episode because we have Adam Shubley back on the show and we are deep diving into the nitty-gritty of how to actually create one of these funnels. And let me give you a hint, it is not as hard as you might think. So in today's episode, we're going to be covering questions like, what is even the difference between a private podcast and a limited series podcast funnel? How do you come up with the perfect name for your limited series? What's the ideal number of episodes and how long should each one be? And how do you set it all up for maximum impact and discoverability? Plus, Adam's going to maybe grade my homework from last time and give me and you the next steps to take in creating our own limited series podcast funnel. My name is Deidre Shen, CEO and co-founder of Capshow, the fastest way to create content that gets you more clients. This is Win the Content Game.
Adam, welcome back. So I feel like I just cut you off mid-sentence and I was like, no, wait, we have to hit record before we continue the discussion we're having as we got into the recording. So the discussion we're having for everyone else listening to this is the difference between, I guess, a private podcast as a lead magnet and the limited series podcast funnel that we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks. And so, Adam, I wanted to get your thoughts on that. You know, I did mention to you that I have someone in my community. She's like, yep, I want to do a private podcast. That's going to be my lead magnet. And I know you have thoughts. So what are your thoughts?
Well, first off, I have to use my movie trailer voice to welcome everybody to Win the Content Game, Adam Part 2. This time it's for real. Okay. So private podcast versus a limited series podcast. If our goal is to build our email list via one of these two methods, I actually prefer my limited series podcast funnel because this is the way that I look at it. A private podcast is a podcast behind an email opt-in wall. So I have to go out and market that email opt-in wall to get people to the goal of listening to the private podcast. Now I do like private podcasts and in a paid offer, like my membership. I've got a private podcast just for my membership or for like an online course. And that's part of a paid offer, like a bonus thing. I like that a lot. And I don't hate it in general, but when the goal is to get email opt-ins, I go, okay, let's do a limited series podcast because I put that out there. And then I've got a workbook that I pair with that people have to opt into to get the workbook that goes right along with the limited series podcast episodes so that I give homework in each episode of the limited series podcast. They need the workbook to complete the homework. So they're getting on my email anyway. And with that limited series podcast, we set it up so the organic discoverability and the SEO is out there marketing it for us. So people are searching podcast monetization or podcasting tips. My show, Podcast Monetization Tips, pops up. They listen. Ooh, I need this workbook to complete. You know, not everybody downloads the workbook, of course, but all of my ideal clients do because they're those go-getters. Like, I must check all the boxes and I must do all the things. So now the podcast is doing the marketing work for us via organic discoverability, SEO, whatever you call it. So that's why I prefer that versus having it hidden behind the opt-in wall because I want the show to kind of do that.
Yeah, and there's a really important distinction even in what you said around the types of leads, you know, that we're collecting. I sort of, anyone who's watching this can see me do the little rabbit ears. Anyone listening didn't see that. I just don't like calling them leads because it makes them feel like such a number, but you know, that is essentially what we're doing. And the difference really is in the quality of the lead that we're getting in. To your point, Adam, so I feel like in the internet marketing space, we just get told just like collect as many people as you can because, you know, at some point they'll probably buy something from you. But really, yes, we're just like paying for people to be on our list that probably don't even want to be there. Or we're like, I don't even know how I got on this list in the first place. And so I think the era that we're moving into more and more that I see us moving into is it's all about, let's be really, really strategic and intentional about the people that we even are talking to, again, I'll put that in, you know, the inverted commas, talking to by way of whether we're emailing them or literally having a conversation or something with them. But they need to be the right people. And so in a way, almost like the kind of the more barriers or the higher the barrier of entry is that we make it, the actually more qualified they are.
Yeah. I mean, imagine the person that is searching podcasting tips. My show, Podcast Monetization Tips, pops up. Ooh, curious about this. They listen to one, two episodes. They hear me talking about this workbook thing. They're like, you know what? I really need to get serious about this. I've been doing my show for a year. I haven't made any money. I haven't gotten any clients. What's the deal? Sounds like this guy can help me out. So they opt into the workbook. They start filling out the workbook. They start binge listening to my show. Then they start hearing calls to action about discovery calls. Ooh, I can actually talk to this guy. Let's talk to him about working together. Like that quality, like you said, that nurturing process, like they go through those steps. That's so much better than somebody that, it's kind of an advantage. I see it. I've talked myself, I should say, into it being an advantage that I'm not a great marketer. Like I can't just market people and convince them into like do my bidding and sign up for my things. I'm not that great at that, but I am good at delivering content and making it like, I call it being frying pan over the head obvious that I'm their guy. When they're ready to take action, I can solve the problem. It's like, you know, the vanilla ice posse. If you got a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook when my DK revolves it. You know what I'm saying?
Love that.
The vanilla ice sales principle. There you go.
Okay. All right. So this is a part two conversation with you, Adam, but actually part three in the series, because Bono and I did our homework in the last episode that you sent us, which was think about the offer that we're leading people to. What are the topics that this limited series podcast funnel could go into, as well as the main? Now I would grade, actually, well, I can, you know, go through the results with you and you can help grade me, but I would, I don't know. I'm usually an A student. I'm going to be honest. I don't think that we hit that. I'm really disappointed in myself.
This is a hard assignment because this is a different concept. And I told you last time that we talked, I'm like, it took me like 6-ish months to put mine all together. So there's no way you're going to be able to do this in 3 weeks, 4 weeks. So I was going to be severely impressed and slightly embarrassed with myself if you just knock all this out in 3 weeks. I'm like, I really am terrible. So
no, yeah, you can feel good about yourself.
And I'll help you. I'll help you accelerate. Yeah, I'll help you accelerate.
Okay, cool. So really quickly, should we go through that list? So we'll start with the offer. Okay, cool. The offer for us is, we call it Cashflow Clubs. We have basically currently two offers. One is the software itself, Cashflow, which is $99 a month. And then we have Cashflow Club, which is going to go up to $297, if not $497 down the road a month. Cashflow Club basically not only gives you the software, Cashflow is built into it, but it also gives the training, the strategy training and hackathons to actually implement that training. So that's weekly. That is the offer itself. Is that good?
Okay.
How would you grade that?
Yeah. Well, I love a couple different types of offers with the Limited Series podcast funnel. And my two favorites are some sort of membership offer, because those aren't going to be $5,000. You know, they're not going to be these super, super high ticket. I feel like the nature of this being kind of hands off evergreen a little bit, you know, that price point is usually a little too steep. So I love the price points. I love the membership. Hey, you can join a community of people, like-minded people. Love that. And I think that it totally makes sense with the price point, with the type of an offer. So yes.
Okay, great.
A plus. Nailed it.
Yes. Thank you. You're making my day. Okay. Topics. So I have, as I said, a framework called the Honey Trap Method. And the whole goal of the Honey Trap Method is to help people get leads from their content, from their organic content. And so basically, it seemed to make sense that the topics was really about, we'll do the Honey Trap Method overview, but then we literally each episode then would essentially break down each component part of that strategy, of that method. Does that make sense? Yeah?
Yeah, it's like an audio course explaining the Honey Trap Method, like piece by piece, breaking it down. Yes, I love this because this is something I always challenge people to do between 20 and 25 episodes. People tend to do too few episodes in this. They're too few and too long. They're like, I'll do 6 45-minute episodes. I'm like, no. I want 20 to 25, 10 minute or less episodes. So that's like bingeable touch points. And you can just hammer this out on a flight home, ideally. So, but I love having that singular, like, we will teach you the honey trap method. We've got 20 piece by piece, step by step, one episode, one step, one component. And there's a flow. They all layer on like a cake, the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. And yeah, so that's the ideal way, in my opinion, on how to find a focus point. A mistake that I see a lot of people make with these, again, too few episodes, too long of episodes, but kind of randomness happening around there. Like, we're talking about this, and we're talking about this other thing way over there. And it's got to be like you're creating an online audio course. And if you can nail that, and it's the appetizer to the meal of the offer. So they're like, wow, I just pushed over the first domino. I'm ready for that momentum to keep going. And then our CTAs in each episode start to work their power, and then we kind of invite them into the next step.
I think we might have touched on this the first time we spoke, but how deep would you recommend going? Like, because I know that there's, again, in the industry, it's like, tell them the what, not the how, or, you know, and et cetera. So what is your philosophy behind how deep you go into it with your training?
I mean, with mine personally, I got into the whole thing. Like, it's like as if they paid me. And because they are going to pay me for correct implementation, for optimization, for that hands-on digging in help. And that's the same thing with you. Like, they're going to, if you teach them exactly as if they were paying you, that's going to stand out. Because most people do follow that advice of the what, not the how. I get frustrated as heck when I'm listening to all these podcasts. I'm like, you're so high level. I need some action steps around here. Give me some action steps. So you'll stand out. Like, that's another method I use when I speak on stage. Like, I get into it. I'm like, do this, do this, do this. It will work. It's just like everybody there is paying me. And everybody's like, I've had three people in the last week from different events that they've attended. They go, your presentation made it worth the price of admission. You know, they're talking about an event. They're like, I wasn't so sure. I wasn't having such a great time. Then your presentation gave me actionable steps worth the price of admission. So it'll make your content stand out. So I would teach it as if I sat there, forked over my money, and was paying you, because now they got enough actual momentum to be dangerous and want more. They're like, ooh, now I can pay to be a part of the club and have your mentorship, the like-minded community, access to the people that you are bringing in to teach and just level everything else up. So, like, I'm big on the content, just laying it out as is, as if somebody's paying you. And I think people appreciate that. So that's my personal philosophy. And it helps us stand out, because, like you said, everybody else is doing this high level stuff. We can over deliver and attract people in.
That. Okay. I also do think that is the, again, there's a few trends I feel like is changing right now. Like, we're on the precipice of. I spoke about one around the types of leads, like the quality of leads that we want to be getting in, making that barrier higher. But then I think this is another one, right? Like, let's just give everything, and because people will pay you actually more when you do that.
Yeah. And there's some confidence to that, right? Like, you give off personal confidence. Like, I know that if you pay me, we're going to another stratosphere. I'm going to give you all the goods right here for free. You can feel free to implement. Come seek me out when you're ready for that next level implementation. But, like, and then there's also that thought of, wow, he's giving away all this for free. What happens when I do actually pay him? Like, holy cow, like, this is, and then there's a lot more expectations on me, but I thrive under that pressure, though. Yeah, so
that's a good challenge to have for sure. All right. Okay. So that's the topics. Now, the name, this is where I think things started getting in a little bit.
This is where everybody tends to not be so great.
Okay. So it's not just us. It's not just me.
Okay. But so, tell me the name, and then I've got questions already pre-programmed in my mind, ready to ask you to help dial it in.
Yeah,
the name of the show.
Yeah, so this is super hard, because, like, I think we all know, and I'm sure that this is what happens time and time again, is that we come from our, like, space of, like, I know what I'm talking about. Surely this is the thing, that result you want, but the problem is that's very rarely what people search for or how they think about it. So our starting point, because as I said, the honey trap method is all about getting leads from your content. So I was like, okay, well, we'll just go with that. Get leads from your content. And then we kind of stole your four coaches, consultants, and service providers. But that's kind of what we have. That's our starting point.
great starting point. Okay. Better than most because you had my coaching initially. That probably didn't hurt. So how would you describe the honey trap method? What is the desired result of that? Like they do it right. What happens? Like, how would you just, what words would you use to describe that result?
Okay. So apart from like getting leads, getting, and which leads to more clients, which leads to more revenue, which leads to, you know, peace of mind in their business, which leads to, it's like a lead gen machine. I'm just saying words now. Is this helping or am I going down the wrong
path? Yeah. I mean, I think I would like to see the word marketing somewhere in there because I think that's a great, we want a fishing line in that water for sure. Would you describe any of this as content marketing or like?
Yeah, for sure. That is definitely what we do.
Because anything in front of marketing is a great first word. Like Amy Porterfield's podcast, one of the biggest in the game, Online Marketing Made Easy. So online marketing, content marketing, social media marketing, that's a great first term that we could use. So it could be content marketing strategies for lead generation, revenue growth, you know, an online business, blah, blah, blah. You know, if we can get the word marketing in there, the word business in there, the word entrepreneur in there. Those are big podcast search term pools that we can fish in. And then when our art pops up and they see, oh, this is something a little bit different, a little bit more specific. So it goes from broad to specific when they get to that part of the search bar when they're actually pulling up shows and we see images on the screen. And if we use words that they use to describe themselves in there, in the four. So like content marketing strategies or even lead generation strategies for online marketers, podcasters, and content entrepreneurs or just entrepreneurs, things like that. I think those words would serve you better in this instance than like service providers and coaches and stuff like that. So that's, because with me, my big search term in my podcast monetization tips is having podcast in there, like the because people are searching podcasting tips. So I've got that combo in there. But for you, I really want to see marketing, online business, entrepreneurship, something like that. If we can get those power words in there somewhere, I'm feeling it. So do you like leading with content marketing or do you like leading with lead generation?
Well, that was,
tips, strategies
yeah, that was my next question in terms of like, how do I then, because I guess the podcasting SEO space is a little bit more hidden. It's not like you can go to Google or in the search bar, you know, they have the whole drop down of like, this is what people are searching for. So do you have any tips to be like, is it better to lead with lead generation or is it better to lead with content marketing? Because I think those are kind of the two main terms, right? That we're, yeah.
Yeah. So this is kind of the beautiful advantage that I have is like, this is something I've obsessed over for the last year, especially. And I'm wrapping up. I don't know if I mentioned this in the first part, but I created my first certification. I created my first podcast growth coach certification. And we spent weeks on this topic alone. So I'm like, you know what? AI sucks at this. AI is terrible at like, you can't use ChatGPT and go, give me a great podcast name. And it's going to sum up all these terrible podcast names that exist. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, human brains work really well with this. And so we find good words, always looking at like the podcast categories. Those are great places to start. Like, is this a marketing, entrepreneurship, business, health, nutrition? Like what category are we in? Self-help, personal growth. So if we get those types of words in there first, then we get a little bit more specific for the, again, you know, my main three rules are, I want to know what it's about, I want to know who it's for, and I want at least two keywords, but I like 3 to 5 so we can really get, if I'm really being truthful. So lead generation, content marketing, what I would do for you is let's go on Apple, let's go on Spotify and put those terms in there. And let's just look and see what pops up and then see from there and go, okay, are these the types of shows? Is this where I'm wanting to show up or not? And maybe one is stronger than the other. And this isn't the thing of like, oh, there aren't very many. I want to be there. No. I want one where there's lots of like, okay, this is popular and I can stand out amongst these popular shows because we're being very specific. So you could have the content marketing podcast, but yours is going to be like content marketing for podcasters, online entrepreneurs, and, you know, small business owners or something like that. All of a sudden, just adding that four when your image shows up next to content marketing podcasts, they're going, oh, I'm an online business owner. I'm doing this one first. I'm checking this one out first.
Okay, so I'm on Spotify and I put in content marketing and it's got the content strategy podcast, the content marketing podcast, Content Inc. with Joe Fluzzi, the Gary Vee Audio Experience, Marketing School, Creator Club, the Think Media Podcast, Content Marketing Engineered Podcast, etc.
Yeah, that seems like the type of vibe that we want to shoot in there and show up for. So let's maybe put lead generation and see if there's anything in there. And we can have both, I mean, of these terms in there. Ideally, we will, but it's like, which one do we start with? Because that first 1 to 2 words in the name has extra...
Okay, cool. So if I go lead generation, I've got generation shift. Yeah, it says a novel, but I'm like, I'm in podcast. And show, so anyway, generation shift, the game, which is Alex Mosey, leading the next generation. Good. So that's interesting. So that's more of a culture, like growing leaders thing, Maxwell leadership. So this is more leadership, leadership. Yeah, this is more leadership.
So that shows me that you're gonna show up in leadership, which is not really where we want to be. So I think we go with content marketing strategies or content marketing tips for, and then we have like 3 keyword, this is who it's for, phrases that, so for, then I'll put lead generation.
Revenue growth and business success, something like that, like content marketing tips.
Yeah, the word business in there. Yeah. I like getting the word business in there. So lead generation, revenue growth, and business. Yeah, yes. Okay. So then we have keywords, like really strong keywords of content marketing, and then we've got lead generation, and then we've got the word business in there. And people might be searching revenue growth. That's more like a who it's for, like identifying term, but that's going to be an attractive word. Once they see the art and that's on there, like, oh yeah, I'm into some making money and some revenue growth. So that way they're not going to confuse it with just like a social media marketing podcast of like how to be active on Facebook. You know, this is like for revenue growth. I am because that implies that they are a business owner, that they are an entrepreneur, that they are a coach, they are a consultant. So I don't think we need to put those words in there. With my strategy, I had to put those words in there because when people hear podcast monetization, they primarily think sponsorships. And that is the opposite of what I am talking about. That is the ideal wrong person to be listening to my limited series. So I'm like, podcast monetization tips for online coaches, consultants, and service providers. Like, that's what I'm talking about, not sponsorships. I almost put not for sponsorships on the art, but I was like, I don't want to be like, I'm like, they'll just look at the episodes and they should probably be able to get it from the first couple. So does that make sense?
Super, super helpful. Okay. So this is, I can already foresee people trying to do this. You're right. The name is what is going to trip people up. So it sounds like it's almost counterintuitive to all the other things that we learn, which is like, you want to go super, super specific. It's actually with the name, you want to almost go a little bit broader with your term.
Yeah. Well, broader with like the search terms, but then we get specific for the who it's for, you know, because we want to show up in those big searches, but then we're like in those big words, content marketing. I want you in there with, you know, showing up next to Gary Vee and all those big shows because people search theirs all the time. And now they see, ooh, here's a different flavor of ice cream. Like this is a little bit, because we get very specific tips for, okay, ping, ping, ping. Now it's not just Gary Vee blabbering on about whatever he decides to talk about today. Like this is very, you know, it is very niche specific. And that's where we dial it in with the who it's for component of the name. And that way the exact right people show up. And like, that's a big deal. And I'm telling you, dude, like if you do a limited series podcast, the idea is that it operates in an evergreen kind of a way. And this organic discoverability factor keeps working for you over and over and over again. So if you mess up the name and call it the Awesome Deirdre Show, this ain't going to work. People are going to be, you know, calling in with pints going, nobody listened to this. So I bring it back to my certification. This is another funny story. The final test they have to pass is a 30-minute one-on-one with me, and everybody's freaking out because I build it up. I'm like, yeah, there's a podcasting component, but also there's like a mile swim and you have to walk through fire and there's a donut eating challenge, which is all me lying, but they get nervous. And part of it is I start pulling up poorly named podcasts on Apple or Spotify. And I'm like, what are we going to fix about this? And I can't tell you how hard it is to purposely find poorly named podcasts. I mean, it's hard because it's like, I have to just
show up.
Because if you search something, the right show pops up. You know what I'm saying? So if I put, like, I can't search business and have a poorly named podcast pop up because it's got the word business. I can tell what it's about. Is it, you know, non-optimal? Okay. But Like I had to search words like biz or awesome or like, you know, no one goes into Spotify and be like, I want to hear something awesome today. I'm just put the word awesome in there. But so many shows are like the awesome show, the awesome amazingness podcast, be awesome today podcast. And I'm like, what is this about? And so like that really opened up my eyes how important this part of the conversation is. I'm on purpose trying to find poorly named podcasts and I can't hardly. So why are we putting that hurdle up, especially with a limited series that's supposed to operate on its own evergreen? It will be unsuccessful if people don't nail the naming protocol. So like my little framework again is giant keyword is the first part. So that's, put that in brackets, giant keyword tips or conversations or discussions about or discussions for, and then we go. So big keyword tips for keyword, keyword, and keyword. Boom. And if you follow that protocol, this thing will work. If you don't follow the protocol, it probably won't, and you're going to be sad. Because it takes a lot of, you're going to record 20 episodes. Like, let's make sure people can actually
hear it. And I'm going to say right now, I mean, this is kind of going back to just give value. I mean, Adam walks the talk. He has given us an immense amount of value. But if you want this to work, like if you are invested in actually truly getting the right leads, the right client calls, the right people in your, that you want to work with, you've got to just work with Adam because he can then look at what you're looking to name your podcast, like your podcast, but also your limited series podcast funnel. And he can be like, nah, flash and burn. It's all over again. So I want people to know that you just work with Adam. There's one question before we get to how they can work with you, which is, what would be the next step for me? So I've got my offer. I've got the topics. I've got the name. What's next for me? What homework can you set me now?
Okay. So next is you look at the topics and we go, okay, if this is an online course, what is the correct order? And how do we get to 20 to 25? And ideally, definitely less than 15 minutes per episode. So if you have like one part of the process and it's like three steps, then let's probably break those out and into each one's going to be an episode. I mean, I think 5 to 15 minutes is the sweet spot on these episodes. So the next assignment will be mapping out which episodes, the episode order. Now, I can't remember exactly all the pro tips I delivered in the last one, so I got to make sure there's a couple things here. The first and last episode are very important because, and you want to record all these episodes. And then when you are ready to load these, I want you to load them in reverse order because I want people to see the show and listen to episode 1, not see episode 21 first and have to scroll down to the bottom. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you load episode 21, then episode 20, then 19, all the way to the first episode. And episode 1, I want it titled something like The Correct Way to Listen to This Limited Series Podcast. And that is just an intro. So you already got one freebie. You're not actually teaching anything there. But the name of that first one needs to explain that this is just a little bit different and that this is a limited series podcast because, you know, you release them all, you launch it this year, then in 2026, somebody finds it. We don't want them to think that this is a dead show. We want them to understand this is a limited series podcast. There's a correct order and a way. So in that first episode, I'm like, you know, I want you to listen from episode 1 to 21. There will be assignments for each episode. There is a workbook that you must download to get the most out of this. That link will be in every single episode show notes. I tell them not to skip episodes, the whole thing. So I explain things out. I'm like, who this is for, the goal. Once you complete this, it's like an audio book, an audio course. So I just lay out expectations. And I also let them know, I'm like, hey, once you download the workbook, I'm going to send you some bonus content via email every few days. That's going to help with your homework. So it kind of goes in line. I don't send I don't send daily emails or anything because people will consume the content at different rates. People actually were consuming mine at a much faster rate than I expected. I had people that listened to the whole thing twice on a flight home. And I'm like, okay, I thought it would take a couple of weeks to do this. So I think I send out emails, like 5 emails spread out, you know, every 5 days or something like that. But it's like, it would be applicable regardless of how fast they binge through it. And so they download the workbook, that kickstarts the email funnel. But now we've got them on our email list. They're getting email content as well. They're in my weekly newsletter, which people are a fan of. And I'm sending that out as well, extra value adds. They're listening to the content. Now, the other thing I would do, Deirdre, that's a serious pro tip. And so the reverse load order is really important. That, and most people do mess that up. I'm like, how did you get yours to start at episode one? I'm like, well, I called Apple.
Just my buddy over there, yeah.
As always. And yeah. So the other pro tip is I want a fresh testimonial audio at the beginning of every single episode. And for me, I love that as the first thing they hear on a new episode, somebody talking about working with me. So I would grab people from your membership, from your club, and say, hey, I'm doing this thing. I need 20 fresh hot testimonials. Would love to feature you all. They can shout out their business or their show or whatever. That's usually the carrot that I dangle out there. I'm like, shout out. I give them a little protocol. I'm like, hello, this is XYZ from the XYZ podcast. I joined the Download Growth Club or whatever offer because by working with Adam, I've been able to blah, blah, blah. And 60 seconds or less. So the testimonials really help with that, leveling up our expert positioning. And I think that's the secret, you know, that magic bullet, the secret sauce. Because imagine somebody binge listening to all those episodes. Like, this is why I like short episodes, because more testimonials, more calls to action. So they're getting 21 lessons, action steps, 21 testimonials, 21 very focused calls to action. And it's very simple and specific. So I think that's the next step, is let's get the actual content mapped out. Let's grab testimonials. Then let's start recording. Once you get them all good to go, let's load up reverse order. I want them all live all at once when you start promoting, because I want people to binge the whole thing. That's the point. Don't just put one out there and hang it out there. I don't even want a trailer episode. I want everything live all at once. Make sure they show up in the right order, which I did not do initially. I had to fix it. So classic Adam style, I just start loading them up. And for some reason, a couple of them got switched in orders as like 14 and 15 and 17 and 18 were flip-flop. No. So I had to go in and figure out how to fix that in my host. So when I've had clients do this, I'm like, schedule it for a certain launch date and put 30 minutes between each time that it loads up. Because if you just schedule them, it may not do that. Like if you just schedule to publish on a date, same time, it may not go in the right order. So put 30 minutes between, little buffer, that way they show up correctly. And yeah, I think that's the next step. And then just promote the heck out of this thing. Launch it out there to your community. I would run paid ads to it. You could run podcast player app ads to it. Speak on stage, use it as a lead magnet. You speak on stage, you want people listening to your limited series podcast on the flight home. That's the ultimate goal.
I love that. And I hope that people listen to this. If you know anything about marketing, that what Adam is talking about is kind of like the tip of the iceberg, because, correct me if I'm wrong, and I don't think I am here, but there are so many other things that you have to set up, like the automations and the follow-up sequences and the timing, the things like the workbooks and stuff like that. And so I want people to be aware that, like, it is a strategy that you can 100% implement and you can fully do it right, but it's going to take you a long, long time. And so if you want to do it right the first time in a short amount of time and actually get results quickly, then you've got to reach out to Adam. So Adam, how can people actually get in touch with you and start working with you on this?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can go to my main website hub, www.podcastingbusiness.school. That's dot school. And my website is very simple, Deirdre. Like, I built it myself, so it had to be simple. There's like three buttons. You can click on the discovery call if you want to chat about working together. You click on the freebie thing to get freebie things. You can click on the paid things to look at the paid things. Now, those are the three buttons. But yeah, I do a lot of consulting on this. I can kind of fast track it. I've got a standalone online course that's just like the recipe to set this whole thing up. So that's easy. So yeah. Or you can just reach out on Instagram, Podcasting Business School. Let me know you came from the Cap Show world of the amazing Deirdre here, and we'll get you hooked up.
Awesome. And if you do want to, as I said, Adam walks the talk. So if you want to check out his limited series podcast funnel, then search podcast monetization tips and it'll come up for you, which is super, super cool. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Adam.
Binge. I want those downloads.
Let's get Adam's limited series podcast funnel to what's your like pinnacle of ranking that you would love to get to?
Okay. So on my launch week, I got it all the way up to number 51 in the entrepreneurship category, which is right behind Russell Brunson's podcast. And I was so hungry to jump over Russell right there, just because I know he's a big deal. And I'm like, I'm in my little office here in Missouri and like the people's champion over here. So yeah, no, I would love to crack top 50 in the entrepreneurship category.
Okay, let's help Adam out. Let's all download, binge listen to the podcast Monetization Tips Limited Series podcast.
Wow. Adam has seriously delivered some golden nuggets in this episode, from naming strategies to episode structure and even how to load your podcast. There is so much to implement, but hey, it's pretty simple, right? When you hear, you know, when you go through this series and hear how he lays it all out, this is pretty simple stuff. So I want you to try it yourself and let me know, are you feeling inspired to create your own limited series podcast funnel? Let me know by leaving a message through the link in the show notes. I would love, love, love to hear your thoughts. And if you're ready to take action, don't forget to check out Adam's own limited series podcast. Just search for Podcast Monetization Tips in your podcast player, whether it's iTunes or Spotify. It is a masterclass on how to do this right. And of course, all of Adam's links are in the show notes as well, including how to work with him directly if you want to fast track your success with this strategy. And guess what? I've actually completed my own limited series podcast, which is called Content Marketing Tips. Yes, you heard it on this episode. It is called Content Marketing Tips. I'll leave the link to that in the show notes as well, so you can see how I've implemented all the advice that Adam's given me, because this stuff works. So go ahead and listen to that now and let me know what you think. I'd love to know. Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. My name is Deidre Shen, and as always, stay intelligently lazy. Mm-hmm.